What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hope you're having a great Friday. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As Mike mentioned, the Braves announced Acuna and Kim are going to join the Stripers on the road in Toledo tonight. So yes, they're making their way back to the big league club. And the Braves are set to open the second half of the season against the Rangers. More on that coming up. And we'll talk plenty more about the World Cup final on Sunday. We'll get you an open update as well. But right now, let's talk some football, man, because we are all anxious to get the season here and camps and all the conversation that's surrounding it. BMAC, Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, joining us, CBS Sports NFL analyst. B, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
Yeah. Hanging in there, man. I mean, look, Mike and I are excited. I know our rookies report next week. We were talking about a couple of teams' rookies reporting today and, you know, 49ers tomorrow. And it just takes me, you know, to the first question with you, and that is, how exciting, but also, you know, nervous and anxious were you as a player knowing that camp was here? Because you spend all this time in the offseason trying to get better, right? I don't know what guys are doing. You're working on speed and you're getting stronger. Maybe you're studying the playbook, right, if you're quarterbacks or whatever. But now it's approaching, and you know, look, this is where the rubber hits the road, man. You gotta show up and be ready to go.
Yeah, as I think back to my rookie year, I think it's – when you get ready for training camp, guys, it's more excitement than being nervous, because the luxury that I had along with the rookies for this season, they've had multiple opportunities to be on the grass with the veterans. When you talk about OTAs, when you have that mini camp, I mean, those are very, very important opportunities for rookies to kind of get themselves acclimated to this new regiment they're getting ready to embark in on. So by the time you get ready for training camp in late July, you kind of understand and know the nuances for your new team, how the meetings are handled, how the practice regiment is handled. And now it's about getting ready for preseason, which provides that area of excitement. So for me, man, it was more about, man, I'm one step closer to fulfilling a childhood dream, you know, playing in a meaningful game. Because for rookies, especially, you know, if you're not a first round type guy, you know, preseason games are like regular season games for you. You know, you get a chance to kind of showcase what you can do in the organization and what kind of impact you potentially could make.
Hey, B-Mac, your Steelers went through like a whole litany of crazy wide receivers over the years.
Yeah.
Reason I bring it up, we were talking yesterday about Stephon Diggs saying, I'm better than any WR2 in the league. necessity will get him back on the field, right? Someone's going to make the phone call when there's an injury, or do people just not want that smoke of a 1,000-yard receiver last year?
Yo, that's a great question, because you don't question his football talent or can he provide an impact. I think some of the baggage, the negative baggage that he's been tied to, it really makes it difficult. It really makes it difficult because, yes, he's still a heck of a wide receiver, but he's nowhere close to being in his prime years that he once was years ago. So do you bring in a guy like Diggs who potentially could have some baggage tied to him? I just saw another story that surfaced yesterday. A friend who was a part of his, you know, team that – who was employed is now suing him again, suing him also now. So now it's another lawsuit potentially that's tied to him. So if you're a team, man, you got to think about, does it make sense? Because think about it like this, guys. A year ago, he played for the AFC representative in the Super Bowl in the New England Patriots.
Right.
Was one of their best offensive playmakers, and they cut ties with him. They cut ties with him. I think he had over 1,000 yards, yep. not mistaken, yep. a year ago. But yet and still, his impact was very, very significant, and they cut ties with him. And they needed wide receivers, because when you look at what they did, they went out and brought in two proven wide receivers with experience in Romeo Dobbs and, of course, A.J. Brown. So if you're an organization who could use help at the wide receiver position, you got to make sure it makes sense, because it seems like there's some type of negative baggage tied to him, and I think that's why he's still available right now.
Speaking of wide receivers, what's up with Brandon Ayuk, man? Is he done in the league? People going to put up with this BS?
Man, he's like some burnt bacon. Done. You don't eat burnt bacon. You throw it in the trash. It's a wrap, man. And it's sad, honestly, because you hate to see individuals that are ultra-ly talented hurt their ability to play the sport they love because of this – not being stable in some areas of their life. Because if you look at everything that played out in San Francisco outside of the knee injury, everything negative was self-employed. He did it to himself. And now seeing what he's been doing on social media, and now it's also too like this, Mike and Carl, where's his true friends? Like, where's his true homeboys? The guys that have been in his life for quite some time where they can step up to him personally in person and say, bro, chill out, bro. Like, who is in his corner that can, like, you know, sometimes put him in check? Like, because clearly he has no one in his corner, and even if he does, he's not listening to those guys, because so clearly there's a lack of respect. Because, you know, when you respect people, you listen to them to a degree. I'll say that much. You listen to them to a degree. But for Brandon Ayuk, man, he's self-inflicted himself out of the league based on his actions.
Right. Where's the – I mean, look, you had an agent. We all have – where was the agent on this? Is he just not getting good advice?
Exactly. Yeah. An agent, teammates from San Fran, any close teammates he had while he played at Arizona State, because it felt like when he got paid, he turned into someone differently. And I don't know the ins and outs of who he was early on in his career, but I'm talking about the actions that we're seeing now. We didn't see these actions early on in his career in San Francisco. Remember when he first came out of Arizona State, was fairly quiet. You know, each year he got better. He had a few breakout years. And then when he got that huge deal, he turned into a different guy. And because of that, we won't see him. We just talked about Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs has a greater chance of playing this season, more so than Brandon Ayuk, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. B, I want you to help me with this, man, because we love Jesse Bates. And look, when you talk about the safety position, I think it's changed, right? I mean, you got to have a versatile safety in this league more so than ever now. It used to be they were kind of, you know, one-dimensional. But Kyle Hamilton is considered to be the best guy at the position for Baltimore, and he covers, you know, he covers tight ends. People forget he covered Kelsey.
Right.
Held him to one catch, I think, in a game. He covers wide receivers. Derwin James is on this list. Xavier McKinney from the Packers. And then, obviously, Brian Branch from the Lions. But Jesse Bates, man, tell me how important he is to what the Falcons do. And then, in your opinion, being a corner, How has the safety position changed?
Well, for Atlanta, the thing about Jesse, the experience he has is felt oftentimes, not just through his actions, but just the verbal communication. Because when you have some young guys in the secondary, like the Falcons, and not to mention Xavier Watts, who's playing alongside Jesse Bates, as a defensive coach, you know Jesse's going to make sure Xavier knows exactly where to go. Think about some of the big-time plays that we saw from Xavier Watts. You can't overlook the individual intellect that he has, right? The playmaking ability that he has. But go back and look at some of those plays and just watch the communication with him and Jesse Bates, right? So now you factor that into the equation. Not to mention he is a dual threat type of safety. He's not just a cover guy. He's a guy that shows up in the running game as well. So there's no liabilities to his game, and he's a game breaker. He makes plays. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, since 2019, I don't think there's another safety that has had more interceptions or defensive back that has more interceptions than Jesse Bates.
Right. He's won games for us. I mean, he literally won games for us.
Exactly. Every step of the way, he's been a game breaker, you know what I mean, playmaker. Mm-hmm. So for Atlanta, he is the quarterback of the secondary, right? And that's very, very important. And for the league, you know, oftentimes – some guys get overlooked, and he made the list. I was just happy to see him make the list in the top 10 because oftentimes, you know, a guy like Jesse Bates can get overlooked because he's not playing for a legit playoff contender, where at least a year ago they weren't. You know what I mean? So just seeing him get his flowers, man, I'm happy to see that. And I expect another big-time year for Jesse Bates because clearly he didn't show any signs of slowing down in 2025.
Speaking of playoffs and missing playoffs, and now a new coach, Lamar Jackson. There was some, again, a lot of this is clickbait, right? As Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner from the Steelers, joins us here on Dukes and Bell. A lot of this is just clickbait to get us, you know, talking as we're ready for camp. But Lamar Jackson fell down on some people's lists. How does he reestablish himself as the man? I mean, we know he's the man, but he's got to win a playoff game, and some would say he's got to win the Super Bowl to validate his contract.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video. Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Mike, he didn't just fall down on some people's list. Correct me if I'm wrong, he fell off the cliff. I think they had him at 69,
right.
The top 100.
Like, right.
And if you're telling me that list was assembled by current players, that's hogwash. I'm not believing that. I'm not. You're not going to tell me Lamar Jackson, because I think the year before he was like number two. He was top five. You can't tell me in an injury-plagued season, and we knew the issues in terms of production or the lack thereof was based on injury, that he goes from being a top five player to 69?
Right.
Like, what are we talking about? Stop. Sometimes, man, common sense is free. Use it. You don't get charged to use common sense, especially when it comes to the football eye. But for Lamar Jackson, to answer your question, the expectations are always high for Lamar Jackson because he's that type of player. You know, he's won two MVPs. He's been a guy that could win meaningful ball games for you. But it's about the postseason success, as you mentioned. Like, that's what we want to see. For Lamar Jackson, the season doesn't start until playoffs. And when you watch Lamar Jackson, about his entire career, when he's been healthy, they've been in the playoffs. And I understand they have a new head coach and Jesse Minter, but I can care less. When Lamar Jackson has been healthy, every step of the way, they've been a playoff caliber team. And if he is healthy, I expect the same thing. Now it's about getting over the hump. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen kind of face the same hill postseason, finding a way to get to a championship game,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
But oftentimes it seems like Lamar Jackson, who's done more, the only other player in the National Football League, especially at the quarterback position, who has more accomplishments than Lamar Jackson is Pat Mahomes. But who's criticized the most is Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson has been criticized more so than Josh Allen. He's done more than Josh Allen. Now, to whom much is given, much is expected, I understand that. But come on, stop the disrespect. Stop the disrespect. There's 88% of the NFL organizations in the National Football League, if they could get Lamar Jackson right now, today, they would. Mm. We know where it starts for Lamar Jackson. It's about January football.
That's right.
But in terms of him being rated the 69th best player in the NFL, that's BS.
No, I agree. Before we get out of here, I got to ask you, look, we all love storybook endings.
Right.
But I don't think that's what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. And I want to get your take on this because this is going to be his last year. He's with his former coach in Mike McCarthy in Pittsburgh. And you tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know if there's excitement like there was. Now, I get it. Steeler fans are Steeler fans, and they're going to ride or die. But I don't know if there's excitement like there has been going into this last season of Aaron Rodgers. Can he go out miracle style, storybook style?
Well, when you say storybook style.
Yes, I'm talking about a deep playoff run. Because I can't promise the Super Bowl for anybody.
As good as like Joe Montana in Kansas City, something decent,
yes,
but that's about as good as it's going
to
get.
But, you know, if he took him to the AFC Championship game, that's a hell of a run. That's a hell of a story.
You better believe it.
Okay.
I think he can. Mm. Now, and I'm saying this because, first and foremost, for you to have an opportunity to have a significant playoff run, you have to be able to get into the playoff, correct?
Yes.
And the best way to get into the playoffs
division.
is to be relevant in your division.
Right.
And the last time I checked, the Steelers, regardless who's been the quarterback, they've always won games in the division. The division never has been an issue. It's been the other teams outside. And, I'll throw this out there. Miles Garrett has been a thrown in it behind for quite some time, but he's no longer there in Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
So, Lamar Jackson, we just talked about it. He's 3-7 in his career against Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, Joe Burrow, I think he's around 500. So the two best quarterbacks in the division have struggled.
Right.
So more so than anything against Pittsburgh. So I think they can get into the playoffs. Now, to your point about a significant playoff run, something they haven't been able to do in a long, long time. If they're healthy and if Aaron Rodgers is playing and he's getting the protection he needs to get, I think it could happen. I think this defense would be better. Aaron Rodgers came back for a particular reason. He trusts Mike McCarthy. Yeah. Mike McCarthy right now is the best coach in that division.
Right.
He's the best coach in the AFC North. That means something. The guys they brought in, the experienced players bringing in Michael Pittman Jr., I mean, this team on paper, especially on the offensive side, is much better than what we've seen in quite some time. So that has to account for something. And it's all about having a clean bill of health. That's very, very important. I tell people this all the time when I talk about championship caliber teams. The best team is not always the team that wins. It's the healthiest.
Yeah.
It's the luckiest. Mm. That plays a major part in who hoists the Sticky Lombardi in February. So for me, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers can, because I understand the AFC North, the AFC in totality, is very, very competitive. But any given Sunday in a Game 7-like scenario, and you still have Aaron Rodgers, who showed last year that he's more than just a serviceable quarterback, you have to like his chances. And I can tell you this much, they're going to start off 1-0. I'm sorry, Atlanta.
You know what? That's a bunch of jive right there. And by the way, he's about as mobile. He's about as mobile as a sleeper sofa, B-Mac. You know that. Look, we gotta catch a break. One last question: is Aaron Donald gonna come? How's he gonna manage Aaron Donald if he does come back? Like 20, 25 plays a game, and can he still kick ass?
Yeah, I say this much: when he first comes back, and I think he will come back. I think early on they're gonna really have him on a shot clock, you know what I mean? But by playoff time, it's off and running. It's off and running. And I get an opportunity, guys, just giving you guys a quick nugget. I will be visiting the Rams, and I will have an opportunity to have a one-on-one with Sean McVay. And you know I'm digging about this Aaron Donald situation. I'm digging about the Miles Garrett trade became a thing. And then you talk about the Ty Simpson. There's a lot I'm ready to hit Sean McVay with, but clearly I think Aaron Donald's coming back, and I think that would be my formula for him. Playoff time, bro. We're taking the governor off. You can go as fast as you want to go.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Can't wait. Bart Scott, man, the famous quote, and we can't for football to come, and it's here, guys. B-Mac, appreciate you as always, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
He mentioned the Steelers going 1-0. You know, we start with
that. That's week one for us.
So that's why he said that.
In the Berg. But again, I just think Aaron Rodgers looked so pedestrian, so slow, so immobile last year when it mattered. If somebody doesn't get separation, he's dead duck. He's got to take the sack.
I agree. We've got more NFL conversation to get to, man. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.